The U.S. Supreme Court will not take up a case on Alabama's ban on an abortion method most commonly used in second trimester abortions. This means a lower court ruling that said the ban was unconstitutional will stand. Jamie Miracle of Narol Pro-Choice Ohio says the decision in the Alabama case is a good sign for opponents of Ohio's ban.
These bans not only put the health and lives of Ohioans at risk, but are also clearly unconstitutional and are just wasting taxpayer dollars.
Ohio Right to Life's Mike Ganadakis says he thinks the federal court reviewing Ohio's ban will let it stand.
We've had a lot of success, the pro-life movement, that is. In the Sixth Circuit just recently, they upheld our defunding of Planned Parenthood laws being constitutional.
Similar D&E bans have been stopped by lower courts in other states. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.